Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 9 of season 2, which is crazy. It's crazy seeing that we've come so far since last year. Today, our guest is Bishop Alexander. He is the Director of Alumni Relations, which is a really big deal, so that's really nice. That's good. Among other things, he's on a whole bunch of committees here at the university as well. For example, like, he's on the Title IX Advisory Board, Parent Advisory Work Group, like I said, Director of Alumni Relations, and he's on the Board of Directors too, which is really cool.
I am. I have the opportunity to kind of serve as the I'm not an executive director yet, but serving on the executive board, I pretty much handle the administrative side, but also I work hand-in-hand with the National President of the Soda Association. So really enjoyed serving on the board, and now in this role, still able to still bring my talent to the table and work with amazing alumni leaders from all over.
Mm-hmm. And so he's actually graduated from UNA twice. He has a Bachelor of Science in History and Political Science, mm-hmm. and he came back and got his Master's in Criminal Justice.
And a lot of times people wonder, okay, how did that lead you to alumni relations? A lot of times, you know, I tell people, honestly, I saw myself going to law school mm-hmm. and entering politics one day, but at the end of the day, I really wanted to do something that really impacted people. And so it's always a good icebreaker when I'm talking to people, they're like, well, what was your degree in? History and Political Science. Okay, what was your master's in? Criminal Justice. I said, for one, I had I have no desire to be an FBI. Nothing to the FBI people out there, the alumni. We love you, everything you're doing. but at the end of the day, I really wanted to do something that really, I knew that I wanted to be able to go to the office and leave the office knowing that I made an impact. And so with that being said, honored to be in this new role because I'm just able to talk to alumni, but also I love connecting with students as well.
So, how long have you actually been, like, a part of, like, all the different boards and committees that you've been a part of? Like, when did that start for you?
Ooh, wow. Probably with Adam and Eve. But I will say it was started when I came to UNA in 2005. During that 4 years from 2005 to 2009, I was a student leader on campus, you know, had the opportunity to serve as student body president. But I will say a lot of it changed when I became SGA president because a lot of open doors came open for me to not only meet with campus leaders, but also community leaders. And that's really where I began to really get cultivated with UNA and really became passionate about working in higher ed. And so, you know, I always tell the students, you know, I always encourage students all the time is you never know where a path will lead you. But once I had that taste of just getting involved at another level of being able to be that advocate for students, you know, I was able to be around great mentors who are our higher ed administrators. And I was thinking, you know, I never really saw myself having a career in college because my goal was to get my degree and move on. But like many others, sometimes there was a greater call into my life. And so every day is exciting for me. When I get up, I'm thinking about the university, but at the end of the day, I'm learning how to find balance in that of, you know, giving it all I've got for the university, but then also in my own personal life, still taking time out for family, friends, mm-hmm. and et cetera. Does that answer your question, or did I go like, way out?
Did you, like, when you said you were, like, heavily involved when you were a student here as well, as, like, a student leader, when you were in that position, like, maybe, like, when you were, you know, SGA president or in one of those leadership positions, did you kind of see yourself developing into the person that you've become now, being a part of like all these committees, being, you know, the director of alumni relations? Did you see yourself kind of coming into a role of kind of going into those positions?
Honestly, when my main goal when I first started getting involved was to make a difference. But I didn't realize that one day, well, through those activities, it really taught me about the true meaning of leadership, but then also how to connect with people. And so even in my current position, I can't tell you, there are so many times that when something comes up, I'm reminded of, oh, I dealt with this same situation when I was SGA president, or I dealt with the same situation when I was on LaGrange Society. And so everything, I credit everything that I'm doing to the things I learned along the way in my past, because, you know, if it wasn't for the faculty, staff, student leaders, so many mentors who have really helped groom me to what I'm doing now, I don't know where I would be. And so at the end of the day, sometimes when you're on the journey of life, sometimes you might feel like you don't really know where you're going. But I've learned if you just stick to that path and truly believe in yourself, it will pay off. And sometimes fear keeps us from moving forward. But I will say, a lot of times if I feel like I've reached a brick wall with the situation I'm dealing with, like if it's something I'm going through right now, I'm always reminded of a time in my past as a student leader when I faced a similar situation and overcame it. And so it's all about never forgetting those life lessons you learned long ago, because it will help you in the long run. It's just that sometimes when we're going through those situations, when we're in college, it's hard to believe, well, am I going to actually use what I've learned in my future profession? It could be maybe learning about time management or learning about how to budget your finances, but it does prepare you for the road ahead. It's just sometimes at that time, it's kind of hard to see that, but I will say I credit everything I've been through, both the highs and lows, and it's really helping me evolve in what I'm doing now in my current profession and where I plan to do in the future.
Oh, yeah. So I'm kind of like move into more alumni related stuff. So a lot of a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes on with alumni. Like they're a much bigger part of a university than most people realize. So what is kind of the goals that you guys have in the alumni relations towards like all the involvement that the alumni have on campus?
Well, based on my experience, both as a student, grad student, and then serving on the alumni board, one of the first things that if I was given the opportunity to serve in this position was to really help our alumni, in my opinion, fall back in love with the university, regardless of where they are in their lives, whether they graduated in 1950 or if they graduated in 2019. I just really want our alumni to realize that you are forever a lion of this university. You're never forgotten. Even if you move halfway around the world, we want to know about it because we want to still stay connected to you. And just this past homecoming, we're still getting feedback. We've had so many alumni who have said, I hadn't been on the campus in 15 to 20 years, you know, but the way we've went about that model, you know, rebranding how we do social media, rebranding how we connect to our alumni, really putting our heart into it, because I will say, I feel like that's been the key factor that has been bringing a lot of alumni back is, and it's not just my office, but it's been the university as a whole. We've came together as faculty, staff, and students, really promoting the university to another level that has really ignited the alumni base to be more involved. But now the catch is, what's next? And so that's really what my office is really doing, working with campus leaders and community leaders is, you know, when our alumni do come back, making sure that we can point them in the right direction, that if they're a musician, connect them to the School of the Arts. If they are an athlete, you know, connect them to athletics. If they're a successful businessman or a businesswoman, you know, really making sure that Dean Carnes knows about that. And so really helping our alumni stay connected to what they're passionate about. And so even my own self, I love, you know, mentoring students. And so if I was not in this role and I was out there in another position, then I would hope that in my way of being connected, that would be my passion as well. What can I do to help mentor the next generation? And so there's a lot of alumni who have said, Bishop, I want to connect this way. We want to make sure that they're able to do that, because if they're passionate about it, if they still want to be connected, that's really going to keep their attention forever. But one of the things that we never want to do is make an alumni feel alienated. And so, I mean, I would say, you know, we love our alumni. That's one of the things that our office has our motto about at the alumni house, as we call it, Rogers Hall, is we've had so many alumni since I took over in November. They'll just, you know, they randomly are coming up Rogers Hall, and we love it, because I get a lot of that from my experience serving as a former admissions counselor, is that a lot of times when I'd be on the road traveling for the university, my biggest goal was just to really connect to people. And I would tell prospective students, you know, if you're not too sure about UNA, just come for a campus visit. That's all, you know, with no strings attached. But when they would come in the door, our goal in the Office of Admissions was just to love on people. And so I took that to what I'm doing now in alumni relations. And so when our alumni come, you know, we tell them we don't pass judgment. We don't, you know, we don't look at, you know, you hadn't been here in so many years. We don't hold none of that against them. What we're saying is, you know, we're so glad to have you back on campus. Welcome back home. How can we serve you? And how can we connect you back to the institution? And so that's just a model that my staff And I have some amazing staff. I have a senior administrative assistant, Sherry Wilk. She's an alumna as well. She loves UNA. And, you know, she's just, her bright personality is just that first face that people see. My student workers, you know, Kayla Walton, Rush Wagner, and then, of course, my graduate assistant, Chloe Brunel, we work as a team. And so our goal really is amazing to have people on your team who are chasing the same thing that you are. And so that's just something that I really wanted my staff to really reflect, just my personality, because for one, we want to love on people, but then at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have the resources they need to not only to be continue to be successful, but how can they also bring those resources back to the university.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think that, you know, future alumni, like those who are going to be graduating either this December or later in the summer, or even in like May, how do you think that both the new alumni who are going to come out of this class and those who have already been graduated for a little bit but don't exactly know how they can get more involved, how do you think that they could kind of come and join in with, you know, how you guys are trying to shape your community?
Well, one thing that we are doing is really trying to update our database. And so we want to make sure that we have the correct information. So one of the things that we're doing on social media is, you know, having them make sure they're updated, their alumni update forms. And so we're telling them, you know, if you want to call the office, we can manually put it in, or if you want to go online. But then also one of the things that we're wanting to implement as well is a sort of a, like they have a graduate survey that goes out before they graduate. And so it's really going to help us kind of point them in the right direction. And so, but with my office, one of the things that we're wanting to do is, you know, for one, having that conversation with alumni, you know, saying, you know what are you passionate about? You know, what do you want to do? Because a lot of times I think sometimes in higher education, we fail to give those that we're trying to connect with the opportunity to talk, because we're too busy talking ourselves because we're going off what we think they know. And a lot of times it needs to be we need to be in the seat to listen more, because if you listen more, you'll be able to know what that alum really wants to do. And it's all about, because when you listen, what you're saying is, I care and I value what you're saying, and I just want to make sure that we're respecting your wishes. And so, for example, if we have an alum, you know, and that's one of the things that I'm about, is having conversation. And so I've been doing that a lot lately. My staff has been doing that a lot lately, is when we're talking to alumni, we're just asking them, you know, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your UNA experience. What are your passions? You know, what do you enjoy doing? You know, if you were, as you're connecting back with the University of North Alabama, what is it that you're passionate about? And a lot of times they'll say, well, you know what, Bishop, you know, I'm a nurse and I would love to, you know, get the opportunity to talk to some nursing students. Or maybe if it was a scholarship, or, you know, like, for example, with student government, you know, I really want to help SGA maybe reach their goals of doing some big project on campus. And so, but a lot of it starts at grassroots, of having that conversation with that alum and just really cultivating them back into the campus climate, inviting them back on campus. I know, for example, one of our alumnas, was our convocation speaker, Dr. Tina Smith. And I tell people, my first time interacting with her was, I knew she was on campus meeting with some colleagues. And my first response to her is, I said, you know, Dr. Smith, this is, you know, my name is Bishop Alexander. You know, we would love to treat you to lunch at the Main Market, because I knew, found out that she was an RA. And so a lot of times, you know, if they were a residence assistant, or if they were a LaGrange member, you know, LaGrange Society ambassador, or a student leader, or just a student in general, as you know, the campus has changed, you know, the way it looks like in the structure. And so a lot of times it might not look like the same campus that they graduated from. But make the long story short, I met her at the fountain, and it goes back to my days in admissions, as I said, you know, let's just walk through campus, because I didn't know if she had a tour. And so I took time out of my day. I met her on campus after a meeting at 1 o'clock. I walked her through some buildings, showed her around, and I mean, she was just blown away. She's like, wow. And I said, you know what? Let's treat you to Main Market. And I mean, but just through that, it brought back so many memories of just her time as being a resident assistant. And so, and since then, I mean, and she's now on our board. She just got added to our board of directors. And she said, whatever I can do, let me know. But I will say, it kind of starts back at what I said previously, of just having that conversation with that alumni, having that conversation with that friend of the university, giving them the opportunity to talk, but then also just finding ways to invite them back on the campus to kind of show them. Because at the end of the day, you know, as a graduate myself, they might not be, I guess, eager to just come on the campus and start talking to people. And so a lot of times, you know, there are ways that we maybe could grandfather them in, you know, saying, if you meet me here, I want to take and introduce you to some people. And so just, you know, really going out of our way to roll the red carpet out for our alumni.
Right. And like you said earlier, there's a form on their website, which, by the way, is really easy to, like, navigate through, which is really nice.
That's good, because we're working with Jeremy Woods. He's our web-developed university. And so that was the first thing that the first meeting I had with him was, how can we make our website a one-stop shop? And we're still working on it, but and a lot of it comes that I've been looking at other universities and their websites, but really trying to make it accessible even through the mobile devices. And so Jeremy is a guru at that, and he's really, and that's good to know, because that was the goal, is to give the website a facelift, but also find out what resources should be on there to help alumni, and also making it easier to get information, because I don't want them to have to go through 50 pages to get to an update form, because they have to do that, they're not going to do it
right. So, like, all you have to do is just go to the website. It's www.una.edu/alumni. There's, like, I think it's like the second or third tab right on the page. Yeah. It's the form that you click. Really easy, right there in the middle. Just click it, fill out the form, and they'll have all your information that they need. But so now, Lions Under the Lights,
yes,
is a big thing that's going on. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Lions Under the Lights first, before we kind of dive into it.
Well, it's now in its fifth year. It was started, 4 years ago, now that we're going on our fifth year, through the UNA Alumni Association, as a fundraiser to help us with our pledges. And so, and since then, it's gotten bigger and bigger. And so currently, we just recently paid off the library pledge, where we were helping with the SAIL, as they call it on campus, the Collier Experimental Learning Lab. And so we had a significant amount owed on it. And so the association voted to pay it off. And so usually the proceeds from Lions on the Lights would have went to support that. But now we're excited to announce that we now have established the first ever UNA Alumni Association endowed scholarship. And so the proceeds from that event will help go toward the scholarship, which actually has already been fully funded by the association as well. And so we'll be able to kind of add more money to that, because at the end of the day, it's really going to help us support students on campus. And so actually it's going to be, the money's going to be equally divided among the four colleges. And so when we're talking to alumni, we realize they all didn't graduate from the same college. And so if they're a College of Nursing, they have the opportunity, College of Business, College of Education, College of Arts and Sciences. And so moving forward, it's an event to where we actually are partnering over the years, and we're still doing it, is we partner with the UNA Culinary Arts. And so Chef Ogun, Chef Prima, they've been great to work with. We're actually going to also showcase their students. And so their students are actually going to have hands-on experience. And so they're going to prepare a three-course exquisite meal. It's really fit for a king, and so but also hors d'oeuvres. And so at 6 o'clock, it's actually next Friday, October the 18th, at 6 p.m. It kicks off at 6 p.m. at Harrison Plaza. And then from 6 to 7 is going to be like the cocktail hour, to where our guests will be able to kind of walk around, talk to each other, with some amazing hors d'oeuvres going to be paired by the culinary students. And then at 7 o'clock, we're actually going to kick off our program. We're going to do like a quick 15-minute program. Dr. Kitts is going to speak. Our new VP for Advancement, Kevin Haslam, is going to share some remarks. Tasha Page Witten, who is the new national president, she's actually going to kick it off with the official welcome. And then afterwards, from 7:15 to around 8, we are going to have the dinner portion. And so Chef Ogun is actually going to explain what the three courses are. And so at the end of the day, it's a great partnership with our campus, but also it's a great way to highlight students. And so, but also we do have a special guest alumnus. His name is Kyle Ogden. He is the executive chef at Turtle Point Yacht and Country Club. And so we're really just encouraging our alumni and friends to come out. The tickets are $100, but it all goes for a good cause. And so one of the things coming into this role that I wanted to make sure is that any event that we do, we wanted to be clear of where the funding is going, so that when our guests come, we want them to be able to leave this event knowing what it was for, knowing that it was for a good cause, and they can't wait to tell everybody who wasn't there. But also we'll be showcasing a student as well. I have her name, but she was here just earlier. Her and her a friend of her, they're actually going to do our entertainment, you know, from 6 to 7. And so they're going to do like opera. And so we're really excited about that, because I actually did it at the homecoming banquet. We showcased a student musician Caitlin Barnes. And so we're actually going to showcase students as well at this event. And so at the end of the day, we want to make sure that it's student-driven because it is supporting scholarships. And that's one of the things that we want our guests to know when they do come to this event, that it is, it's hosted by the Alumni Association, but at the end of the day, it's all in the name of supporting student success.
So tickets are $100. Are they still available?
They are. They are very limited. And I'll say that we're now at 82 guests. We've planned for 100. We're working with our an event. We have an event planner in-house with the advancement office. Her name is Diana Taylor. She's been assisting me with getting the event ready. And so we have it on standby to add more tables. I do feel like we will because the registration deadline is next Wednesday, October the 16th. They would go online at una.edu/lights, backward, if I said it right, lights, and they'll purchase that ticket online. We also have special ticket pricing for faculty and staff at $75, and that option is on there. So we're encouraging faculty and staff. If you're listening to this podcast, we would love to have you there. We actually had faculty and staff there last year. They loved it. And so this also goes back to cultivating relationships between alumni and faculty, alumni and staff. And so I'm pretty sure a lot of alumni coming would love to see their favorite faculty members there. I do know Dr. Bibby has already signed on. Dr. Katie Kinney is coming. We have our administrators, Dr. Ross Alexander and his wife, you know, the new VP of Advancement, and of course, our very own President and First Lady. They're going to be there. And so it's going to be an event to remember. It's going to be sort of like laid back. And so it's like business casual. It's like family style. And so, but for the last couple of years, all the guests who have continually came and supported love it because it's a great opportunity for people of all walks of life to be able to come together, share conversation over an exquisite meal prepared by culinary staff, and really, you know, just celebrate all things UNA. And so at the end of the day, in everything that I do, my staff knows this as well. Our goal is in anything that we do, like even when we plan homecoming, is we wanted people to leave better than when they came. And so we really put our heart into everything we do, and we're doing the same thing with Lines and the Lights. And I will say, between our staff and the Alumni Association, and then we really are excited to see this event go off, and we're really excited to. But also one thing I want to highlight as well is the food will be served in pottery that's going to be prepared by the UNA Ceramics Department. And so Aaron Benson, he's the professor there. He's going to be there with his students to sell the product, but also the pottery will be available after the event for purchase. And every year we sell out. So if you're there, come ready to buy some amazing pottery. Plus, it's the holiday season, and so it's a great opportunity to kind of maybe get a gift for somebody or get a gift for yourself or get a gift for everybody.
Yeah, that's a kind of a really cool concept, yeah, to combine, you know, the ceramics with the culinary. That's pretty, mm-hmm, pretty nice, a little, yeah, thought out, a little thing. Definitely make sure to go get your tickets before they're all gone, because it sounds like they're going to go fast. So make sure you get them. They're $100 and with a discounted for faculty and staff at $75. And I think, so you said you can go purchase them online at una.edu/lights?
Yes.
Okay. And when was the due date? You said that was next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday is the deadline. And so we're encouraging everyone, you know, not to wait till next Wednesday because we are, seating is limited, but I've already spoke with Diana, and so, you know, we're Party Pros is setting up our event, and so we have space, but I do know with the culinary department they'll need a head count, and so that's one of the things we're really trying to respect, so to make sure that they have what they need as far as a head count so they can get everything ready. But I will say, I spoke with a professor last night, and she's like, I'm excited, and we told them that it's a great event. Plus, it's a Friday night. It's the night before our next home football game. And so, you know, we're really just, as we move forward, we're really just trying to plan some really great events that can really give alumni a reason to come back to the university. And so it's getting, you know, even after post-homecoming, you know, then what? And so, and that's one of the things that I've done working with our alumni club presidents across the nation is making sure that they know about these events, because many of them do come back for home games, and there's a few that are coming in the night before that are saying, you know, we were planning on coming in Friday night anyway for the next home football game. Now that we know this event, this is going to be 2-for-1. And so as we move forward, we're just really trying to be creative in what we do to really keep our alumni involved, but also connect them to students as well. And so we're really excited to see how this goes into fruition next Friday night.
I do think it's going to be a really big thing. From what I hear, it's always a big thing, and I just think it's going to keep growing because every year we get more and more alumni who get more involved, and especially since now we've moved up to Division One, so our the amount of students we have is going to increase too. So it'll increase and it'll keep getting bigger, which is great. Which is what we want. The deadline is going to be when this episode drops. So if you're listening, get it in. I'll try and make sure we get it out there before we post this, just because they do need the headcount for culinary. But definitely, if you're listening and haven't done it yet, the day that this drops is the absolute last day. So get it in, get it done, and go have fun with the rest of the alumni, because it's going to be fun. Support them. Go follow them on social media, too. I see on their website they actually have some little posts that they have from their social medias, which is really cool. I like the fact that you can go just to the website and still see that, because a lot of people, you know, don't have social medias if they're, you know, from an older generation, which is really cool to see. So don't feel discouraged if you don't have social media. You can go to their website and see it, too.
And see, I like that, because that was one of the things that we, I even wanted to revamp as well, was how we connect with our audience on a global level, especially through social media, is how do we meet alumni where they are? Through their phones. Because anywhere you go, people have their phones with them. But we were saying, okay, how can we, and even through that, you know, it's just working with our communications and marketing team, you know, because it might look different on a desktop versus what it looks like on a mobile phone. And so I've been learning a whole lot more about the world of social media. I love social media. But then, you know, really wanting to use those resources to connect to alumni versus not just relying on an email or, you know, if they were to get anything, you know, through other sources of communication. And so we're really just trying to, because, I mean, I feel like that's the window of the future and where we go. And so we're really wanting to tap into that. And so, and we're still learning about social media. We post alumni spotlights, highlighting alumni where they are. You know, we're also sharing university news. And, you know, within 6 months, I mean, we grew our base by 2,000 followers. And we're still adding more daily. But at the end of the day, it's also hearing from our audience saying, you know, what would you like to see on social media? You know, if you're in California, if this is your only way of being connected with UNA, you know, what are we not posting that we should be posting that can help you? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of it just, and I tell people, I love hearing from alumni, because there's a lot of them are saying, I want my spotlight. And we've told them that we will share everybody. And so we have a lot of new ideas. We're getting ready to launch very soon on social media, just finding new ways. And that's what I love about this position, is it's really given me the opportunity to really help reach our alumni, but also our current students on campus. And so just really trying to find a way to bridge the gap, so that way alumni are connected to students and students are connected to alumni.
Mm-hmm. So definitely go follow them and check out what they're posting, for sure. And that's all we have time for today. So we really want to thank you for coming and
thank you
and being a part of this, and getting the word about this out there, especially for Lions Under the Lights. I never really understood exactly what that is, but now that I've heard you explain it, I think it's just a great idea. And honestly, I'm looking forward to it for when I'm an alumni. So,
and you know, with the title in itself, you know, there's a lot of events that maybe we were planning to do as an extension of that, because we were saying we don't want it just to be an event that we do every fall when people have said, you know, you could take that and do this and do that. And so there's a lot of great things that are going to come forward from that. And so it's a new day and we're excited to take it and run with it.
Definitely. So I just want to stress again to make sure you get your tickets before they run out. Go fill out give them your information, updated information on the website. Definitely do that so they can have more ways of getting in contact to let you know about things like this. And make sure you follow us on social media too if you don't already, because that's a pretty big important thing. We're trying to grow our social media too, so go follow us. We probably won't have as extravagant posts as they do, but we're working on it. We're getting there.
You're doing a great job.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But thank you again for coming and being a part of this. I really enjoyed this interview. Learning about all this is amazing because, like I said, I never really hear about the alumni activity, which is it's great to get that out there. So thank you again for being a part of this.
Thank you. And as always, you know, my office, our goal, the Office of Alumni Relations, our goal is really to connect with the students on campus. And so we look forward to connecting with more student leaders like yourself. Mm-hmm. But also hearing that feedback is I have an open door policy. I tell students, come by and see us. Tell us your thoughts. You know, tell us ways that we can connect with our students, because I never want a student to go across the stage of graduation and their first time meeting me or a member of my staff is at graduation. It should be. I want it to be where they know about alumni relations. They know about the Alumni Pavilion at Spirit Hill. They know about ways to connect with the alumni. So that way, because it's really going to show you as a future alumni, mm-hmm. how to steal, you know, what happens after graduation. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the biggest thing that our motto is, just making sure that we have that constant connection with students, because that's what I had in college and that's what I want us to continue to have in this new role.
Well, thank you everybody for listening or watching, if you're watching on YouTube. We really can't thank you guys enough. You're part of what makes this podcast great. Keep listening, share with your friends, you know, just play it whenever you want to play it in the background. It's fun for that too. But definitely you don't want to miss out on our episodes. If you haven't seen them all or listened to them all, go check those out. They're great. And keep listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.